It's celebrating its 100th anniversary. So we're discussing Wickenburg Community Hospital and Clinic's centennial past and future. Our guest is Peter Stakowitz. He's Chief Operating Officer for Wickenburg Hospital and Clinics. This is WickCare Talks, the podcast from Wickenburg Community Hospital and Clinics, dedicated to helping our community lead healthier, more active lives. In each episode, we connect you with trusted health experts, sharing valuable insights on a wide range of topics, from managing chronic conditions to simple tips for everyday wellness. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Peter. Welcome.
Thank you, Joey. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you aboard. We appreciate the time. So first, this is really interesting. You were initially a radiology tech before working your way up to now being COO, as we said. So I'm sure there were some important steps in between. You didn't just go from one to the other, obviously. So how would you categorize that journey from the trenches, if you will, to the chief executive's office?
Well, I don't know if it was the trenches per se, but I started my healthcare career back in New York, literally starting out working as a hospital orderly, getting experiences and seeing different things within a hospital. Ended up going to x-ray school back in New York. And from there, I had a career of about close to 10, 15 years doing x-ray, CT, ultrasound, wide variety of roles, working my way up to a supervisor. And then at one point, I was looking to leave New York State and found an opportunity out here in Wickenburg, Arizona. Flew my wife out here for an interview, loved it, was offered a position, and moved cross-country to Arizona. I started out as the medical director, medical imaging manager at first. Then at some point, a few years later, I was moved into a role called the Director of Ambulatory Services, where I oversaw the lab and also physical therapy. At that point, just continued to work, go back to school, getting my degrees, and eventually being recognized for the great job that I did, and I was moved into this position. I've been in this role now for about 6 years, I would say, and in my role, I have added responsibilities. I oversee medical imaging, laboratory, rehab, physical therapy, and right now I've also taken on the role of the administrator over our clinic system. So I kind of have my hand in a lot of different pots around the entire organization.
That's awesome. From orderly to COO, it doesn't happen that way very much, Peter.
No, and I don't think they even have orderlies anymore.
It's kind of like back in the day, you'd hear about somebody working their way up from the mailroom, right? This
yeah,
is a medical
yeah,
equivalent
of that. Oh, that's true. Yes.
Now we barely have mail, never mind a mailroom. Okay.
That's true.
We mentioned Wickenburg's centennial anniversary, 100 years in business. There are not a lot of hospitals that can make that claim. So in a nutshell, what did healthcare look like in the region when the hospital first opened its doors way back then?
So the history that I know and I've experienced, and we've seen a lot of historical pictures of what this area looked like back in the day when there was first a hospital here, it was really located in a structure in the downtown area, a very small building. It had a primary care physician. It had some clinical staff. It did not have a large capacity of services because the population itself was pretty small at that time. So it was a small building in the middle of town. Most of the people that worked at the hospital at that time also had other jobs. They may have been ranchers, farmers, cowboys. They didn't just rely on healthcare employment to be their sole source of income. So it's been an interesting transition as we grew. The last facility, the last building that we had for the hospital was downtown. And believe it or not, that building is still there. It's been repurposed for a thrift store. And with that, we moved into this location here. And the history that I could share with you that I'm aware of is one of our old physicians. Actually, he was the chief medical officer at that time in that small building. Upon his death, what he did was he gave land where our current hospital stands with the sole purpose of using that land either for healthcare, schools, or churches. And right now, if you look at the same land and the street that the hospital borders on is called Brailier, named after Dr. Brailleur, who gave this land to us. So in this little area of town, we have three churches, we have a school, and then we also have a physician's office here, as well as the hospital and its entire clinic. So the land is being used for the purpose that it was intended for, with the road being named after the doctor who gave this land for those services. It's really kind of interesting. I come from New York, so therefore, you know, I see things a little differently. It took me a while to get out of that New York mode. But living and working out here, you really get a sense of family. You really get a sense of how everyone is helping each other out. And here you have a doctor put us in his will to repurpose this land for all of that. And you don't see that in other places. So it's a really unique thing that we have here. So really excited about that. And even the building that we're in currently has had three or four additions put onto it. When I first came here, the imaging x-ray office was actually in the old emergency room. It was so small that it only had two bays. That's now our office, but that was originally the emergency room. I know during different construction phases with this building, I've seen what's behind the walls. And there's like boarded up old windows with brick walls. So there's a lot of history still inside of a lot of the walls here. So just really exciting, the different things that we've done, the additions that we've put on. The building itself looks great, but you can kind of see where different structures were added on over time. And it's just been an exciting thing to see this grow. And right now, Joey, we're just at this place where we're busting out of the seams, trying to find space for everything. We've brought on so many new services, so many new procedures, so many new physicians. It's really an exciting time to be here to celebrate 100 years.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like the timing is just right. You mentioned expansion, Peter. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment or two. First, as an independent nonprofit hospital with things changing ever so rapidly in healthcare these days, what's the main challenge Wickenburg faces right now?
Well, I think like with any business, our challenge is finances. We struggle with insurance payers. We struggle with different entities that have oversight over us. I think that's the main challenge. There's a lot of rural hospitals in America. There's a lot of small communities, even smaller than ours. And some of those hospitals, unfortunately, have closed. It's a real tragedy. It's a hardship for those communities. We're very fortunate that we have an organization that has a strong amount of support from the community. We have wonderful, excellent, well-knowledgeable, skilled people that help us through these tough times. COVID was a great example where a lot of small hospitals ended up closing because financially they just couldn't manage all the things that were happening. We got through that. Not going to say it wasn't easy. We had struggles and difficulties. But I think for small hospitals, the financial side of things is really one of the major challenges. Technology is not a challenge. We stay on top of technology. We are state of the art in so many areas. We built a new surgical suite on. We're pretty progressive for a rural hospital that's only licensed for 19 beds.
Wow. So speaking of expansion and staying on top of things, you've, as mentioned, undergone major expansion and renovation the past decade or so. What are a couple of the most significant developments there?
In recent history, since I've been here, the addition of a brand new surgical center to the hospital is the major item that has occurred. I believe we built that 6 years ago. With that addition, we have literally state-of-the-art equipment, surgical suites, procedure rooms, really a beautiful, beautiful setting, amazing stained glass windows that a local art club made for us to put in there. So we have the touch of the local community in our surgical department. People can actually, they admire it. They love the things that we've done there. But with that surgical suite, what we've done is we're able to keep people close to home. Our neighbors, our friends, our patients do not have to travel all the way to the Phoenix area to have surgery or to see a specialist. We really try to be a destination hospital for all things. yes, there are things that we cannot perform here or do here just because of our size and capacity, but we do try to be a destination for a lot of our neighbors. Our service area, Joey, is over 3,000 square miles. It is big, and it's not unusual for patients, family members to travel an hour, 90 minutes just to come to us for a simple procedure. So to be able to be that kind of stopgap for people and eliminate those rides to the Phoenix area, that's really important to us. And we recognize that surgery was a major component that we didn't have here. So there was a capital campaign. So many of our employees have contributed and donated to that project that we now have. And there's a board with all the generous donors, and there's probably more employees on that board that have donated than some large corporations. So we're very proud of our surgical center. It's a huge, huge benefit to the community.
And speaking of boards, you led me beautifully into this question, which is you sit on various local boards. How important is that in maintaining Wickenburg's community dedication?
I'm fortunate that I live here in town. I think if you live in this community, you can hear the voices, you can hear the people. I could be shopping at the local grocery store and people will say, Peter, I have a question for you, or I have a suggestion, or I have a complaint. I'm all ears. I'm always there for them. But living in a small town, there is a huge benefit to, I would say, feeling the pulse, so to speak. You feel the pulse of the community. You know what their needs are. You know what your neighbor's struggles are. I live literally 5 minutes from work. I used to commute 90 miles back in New York. Now I am here, and it's such a blessing to work so close here to the hospital. But having your finger on the pulse is really important. I do sit on a committee for the town, our economic development committee in transportation. I get involved and am involved in some of the items that we present to our town council and the mayor. And I think that really is important, being that I'm one of the administrators at the hospital, that I am directly involved with the town and economic development. So it puts me in a unique position, I think, to really understand what's happening as far as politics goes here. Very important. I also sit on another board. It's called the Weaver Mountain Health Initiative, and it's an organization, a nonprofit, that works to bring healthcare services, support, finances to people in one of our more remote areas up on top of the mountains up here, known as Weaver Mountains. And it's an area that has very few services, but yet this organization that I sit on works very hard to bring basic things, wellness visits, physician visits. They help with food. We work on doing the Meals on Wheels. We work on bringing vaccinations and immunizations there. There's a lot of elderly people that have chronic health problems that are being neglected. So we work toward bringing those services to these remote communities. The hospital itself is very fortunate. We acquired a mobile clinic, a 40-foot mobile health clinic, and we've been bringing that mobile health clinic up to that community through a partnership with the Weaver Mountain Health Initiative. So there's a lot of things that we're always looking to do. It's great to be involved in different boards and committees to be able to listen and help these communities with what their needs are.
Absolutely. So, a couple of other things. To celebrate this centennial, Wickenburg is hosting some quarterly on-site events. So, what's coming up next there?
I believe the next one is going to be here at the hospital. We are going to be having a celebration here. We had our first one. We did our official grand opening of our new urgent care that opened up last year. So, we had that. We're going to have one at our clinic. And we will be showcasing our providers, the services. This is great timing, Joey, because we just applied to almost double our primary clinic space across the street from the hospital. We submitted all our paperwork. We're really excited. We're busting at the seams. I don't have enough room for all of my new physicians, my new surgeons. So we're really excited about that. So we're going to showcase that in one of our events and open that up to the community. We're going to do the same on the hospital side, the surgery side, and introduce the community to a lot of the new changes and developments that we've had new services, new physicians. It's amazing the change that has occurred here over 100 years. Personally, I've been here 25 years, and I could tell you that the things that I have seen, I mean, we literally went from a very, I don't want to say an antiquated, but a dated hospital that had very, very few services, basic services. And the things that we've added on over time are just amazing. A full service laboratory with a relationship with Mayo Hospital out of Rochester, Minnesota. We've grown our lab. We've brought on new procedures. Medical imaging, which is where I started, we didn't have ultrasound. We didn't have nuclear medicine. We didn't have MRI. All of those things are new services to us that we brought them on. Even our CAT scan. When I got here, funny story, when I got here, we had a CAT scan machine out on a dirt lot across from the hospital. It was there so long that the wheels dry rotted to the ground, and we used to have to wheel patients out there. And when we went to move it, when we bought our own, it actually was stuck to the ground. We actually had to get a tow truck and a crane to pull it out of here. But the technology back then, like for that CAT scan machine, which I could talk about personally because that's my background, it used to take 45 minutes to do a simple CAT scan of the brain. Today, with the technology, we can accomplish that in 6 seconds. That just kind of shows you how technology is moving so fast. I hear often that you'll hear engineers and others say, imaging, lab technology reinvents itself every 2 years. There's always something new, greater, and we're very fortunate. We stay on top of that technology. We know that competition is not far down the road. So we have to make sure that we are on top of technology, quality people, to be able to compete with the Valley. Because once an individual travels to the Phoenix area, a lot of times they don't come back here for their healthcare services. So we're very conscious of that and really proud that we're able to provide as many services that we can.
Absolutely. And in summary here, Peter, starting Wickenburg's next 100 years, it's daunting just to hear that, right? And certainly proud as well, obviously. What's your vision for the future? It's a real COO type question, right? Your vision for the future, though, to continue meeting the community's needs the way you do so well.
I believe that it won't be long before we have to start considering a brand new facility, that we're not going to be able to exist in the current facility. We are already outgrowing it. Our population, Joey, is growing tremendously. We have new developments that are busting at the seams as well, too. They're going to run out of places for homes. But our population is growing. We're seeing a lot more people moving to this area from other states. We also have a very large and vibrant roping community. We have folks that travel from Canada and other parts of the United States. They take up residency here for a large part of the year, having roping events, local and national events take place here. So we are becoming a place that is attracting people from all over the place. And our tourists, I could tell you, come from Europe, Australia. Wickenburg has this wonderful reputation as a destination in the desert. So we're growing tremendously with tourism, the roping community, and a lot of folks that are just moving into this area. And with that, we have to meet those healthcare needs. With that, we have to take a look at our long-term plans and start taking a serious look at how are we going to build a new facility to be able to stay on top of everything here. I think that is going to be a major concern in the next few years, is where are we going to be able to bring these new services? How are we going to be able to grow more beds? And honestly, there's new things that are going to be happening in healthcare that we're probably not even aware of. So the use of artificial intelligence, the ability to diagnose people remotely from over the phone with electronic devices, the technology is incredible. So we're going to have to grow with that and be prepared for it. And you have to be proactive. You have to keep your ear to what's happening in the industry and really be the first one out of the gate sometimes.
And then finally, one more for you, Peter, perhaps the most important question of all. You mentioned that you're originally from New York. What's the one thing from back in New York that you wish you had in Arizona that you can't get either as much of or as good as, or maybe you can't get it, period? What would it be?
You know, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. Go Bills. But one of the things that I can't get out here is really good Buffalo pizza, traditional chicken wings. I think that's about it. It's the food for the most part. But the one thing I'm glad I don't have here are those Buffalo winters. 100%, I am done with those Buffalo winters. So that was one of the reasons we were ready to move out of the state, where you have to spend an hour before you go to work to shovel out your driveway, only to have a plow fill it back in for you.
Yes, the Northeast certainly knows about that as we tape this. Some recent storms that just occurred, to say the least. Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with Wickenburg's centennial history. Peter, that would be, for the record, no to the Buffalo winters, yes to the Buffalo wings, hence the name Buffalo Wings, right?
Absolutely.
Best of luck in your second century. Congrats on the quarter century behind you, and thanks so much again. A pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. This has been a great time to be able to share this with you.
Absolutely. Same here. And we hope today's discussion has provided you with valuable insights supporting your well-being. Remember, every step you take is a step toward a healthier life. To ensure you don't miss future episodes, please follow us on your favorite podcast platform. If you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your social media. For more health resources, you can visit us, please, at wickhosp.com/WickCareTalks. Appreciate you being a part of our community. I'm Joey Waller. Until next time, stay well.